I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Stockyard in Brighton, this is the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. For the next hour, we'll have special guests and get you caught up on the Eagles. The Boston College Football Show is presented by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Please enjoy responsibly. And also brought to you by McGovern Auto Group, the official auto group of Boston College Athletics. It's time to talk BC football. Here's John Meter-Burrell.
And good evening, everybody. If it's Thursday, it's the Stockyard. Welcome to the BC Football Show. Great to have you with us, as always. I'm John Meter-Burrell. He's Pete Cronin, the coach Bill O'Brien. Great to see you guys. And I don't know about you guys. I feel like there's some energy in this building tonight.
I tell you what. I wonder why. I think it's the 20 years.
Could be. We got a little shindig after the show.
We got the sound issues again. Am I right here? We got some echo.
Can you hear me?
Echoing going.
This is our last show. We're bound to get it right.
But you know what though? 20 years of BC football. Congratulations to you guys. It's unbelievable what you guys
have
done.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Really appreciate it.
We're like an old married couple.
Yeah, no question.
Yes.
You're like the old guys in the Muppets, the guys that sit up in the balcony.
Yeah. We've been confused for those guys before. It's you look at us. I know sometimes you look at us at practice and you just shake your head. What the heck are those guys talking about?
I love when you guys come to practice. I think that's cool that you guys come to the Thursday practices and see how these guys are working. You know, it's not a very good football team, but these guys have never. They show up every day and have never given up. And I think that's great that you guys see that.
I'll tell you what, it was very noticeable today. And my moles tell me it was noticeable yesterday about the energy and about the passion, about guys competing. And that's a testament to you and your staff, too.
I think it's a testament to the leadership on the team. You know, we got some guys that have bled for Boston College, right? Owen McGowan and, you know, Bryce Steele, Logan Taylor, Lewis Bond. Lewis Bond hopefully will break a record here on Saturday, which is, you know, there's been a lot of great receivers that played here. So that record is going to be really a prestigious record. But these guys, you know, they do a great job. They show up every single day with their attitude and their energy. And I haven't been around a lot of teams that have had this record, but I've been around a couple. And the 23 Patriots checked out. The team that I had in Houston 1 year when Deshaun got hurt checked out. But this team has never checked out. This team has never checked out, and I think that's a testament to these guys.
You know, watching the player interviews this week, and it's very clear that they take a great deal of pride, regardless of the record, but take a great deal of pride in being part of the Boston College community, being on this football team. And we've got the couple of seasons that have gone this way in the past, and what's interesting about those teams, those guys are great friends.
Yeah,
the bad times tends to bring they split you apart, or they bring you together.
Yeah, no, it's a good point, Pete. These guys, I think if you saw Owen McGowan after practice today, you know what Boston College means to him. He's a local guy, played at CM, He's from Canton, you know, just a great Boston kid. And what Boston College has meant to him and what these teammates have meant to him and why he shows up every day, it's exactly what you're saying. You know, he has a very an appreciation for his teammates, and there's definitely a family feeling to this football team, no doubt about it.
Yeah, we got a chance to talk to Bryce Steele after practice today. And all I kept thinking was, if this guy isn't a testament to perseverance and to just extreme mental toughness and what he's gone through in life, it's the single best example I can think of, a guy who's literally overcome a life and death situation multiple times.
No doubt. I mean, this guy had cancer, and you know, he could have left. You know, a lot of these guys, the other thing about these guys, and this is the truth. This is a fact. This is an absolute brand new day and age of college football.
Right.
And it's changed very quickly. It's changed even in the 2 years that I've been here.
Yeah.
It's changed very fast. Every one of these kids that we're talking about, Bryce Steele, Lewis Bond, Logan Taylor, Jude Bowery, they could have left. They could have gone to other places to go play football, and they stayed loyal to Boston College, and Bryce Steele is a great example of that. You know, this guy had cancer. Can you guys still hear me?
Yep.
Yeah. We're having some
We got you.
Oh, you know, I had thought about that movie that we were talking about.
Yeah.
Wind Talkers.
Oh, yeah, Wind Talkers.
I feel like I'm on Wind Talkers right now.
The Native American.
I feel like I'm in the Ted Williams tunnel.
Yeah.
But I'm not. I'm at the Stockyard.
Can you hear me now?
Not really.
You can't hear me now? We're good?
I mean, a little bit.
All right.
But no, but Bryce Steele's a great example of what BC's all about, no doubt about it.
And you would have to assume you talk about some of the upperclassmen now, the guys who are, this is a big game for them, because obviously their last opportunity to play at Alumni Stadium, but you've got an inventory of like people behind them?
Yeah, no doubt. That's a good question. These guys, first of all, you know, they've practiced very hard. They're going to put everything they have into this game on Saturday. This is a good football team coming in here, Georgia Tech. They're 8-1. They're very, very good, but our guys are they're ready to go, and I think that's a testament to the leadership. There are a lot of young players, you know, that I think are great fits for Boston College that are you know, coming up through the pipeline, and you know a lot of those guys are playing. I think we're playing 25 freshmen right now. 25 freshmen will play on Saturday. I'm talking about guys that just got here in January and June, like true freshmen. And but those guys are great. They're going to become great BC guys over the years.
Well, we've even seen an improvement in that collective group over the last several weeks in the way they play. They're getting more familiar with the scheme, and you can't teach experience, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's several good examples of that. But you know, some of the good examples of that are a guy like TJ Green. He's gotten better and better at that nickel spot. He's a true freshman. Even a guy on special teams that people don't really maybe hear a lot about, but Griffin Collins, who's from Central Mass, he's gotten better and better, and you know, going to be a really good player for us. Kamori Dixon, you know, has improved a lot. Ashton Cunningham, you know, you've got some guys that have really improved. Marcus Upton, Omarion Davis, you got a lot of guys that have improved over the course and getting this experience.
And your offensive line has gelled the last couple of weeks. One guy you always mention too is Robert Smith. Who just turned 18 years old.
Yeah, Robert Smith is going to, as long as he stays healthy, will go down as one of the better guys to ever play here.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. He'll either be a guard or a center. I have high expectations for him. He's tough. He's nasty. And I think if you look through every SEC, ACC, Big Ten, whatever that other, what is that, the Pac-12, whatever.
Two teams, yeah.
Yeah.
Back two.
I don't think you're going to see many true freshman guards starting on the offensive line.
No.
I think he's got to be one of a very few, and he's starting and he's holding his own and against some good teams, and he's a finisher. He's a really good player and a great dude, great kid.
And now you've got a situation where you've had to suffer through injuries. You've had to develop the next generation, but you've got a core group that – is moving simultaneously together that are emerging. They're going to be back next year and hopefully for several more years. It bodes well for the program.
Yeah, no, I think it does. I mean, I think the young players, you're going to see, you know, obviously things will happen fast when the season ends, but you'll see a whole different team next year based on recruiting and the portal and all those things. But Yeah, there's a lot of good young players, young offensive linemen that people haven't even, you know, Judah Pruitt's another guard that's played some a little bit, you know. Pop Sy, Sule, you know, there's some big tackles that haven't played at all, that are or played a very little, and they'll be in there and ready to go.
Everything moves so fast. You just mentioned the fluid nature. We're going to get into something next segment that President Trump was online this week talking about the nature of college sports. We're going to play a soundbite from the Pat McAfee show. Oh, you'll enjoy.
Okay.
But I'll get your thoughts
going
on
down that.
Yeah, we're going
down that road.
We're going political now.
I'm going to stay out of that road. Anybody knows about my family?
That's true.
My family is heavily...
Yep. No, just a general statement about the state of college sports.
I'm kidding. That's great. I know he loves football. I know he loves football.
He does. Yep. But in terms of the schedule coming up, December 3rd is signing day. Is that correct?
Yeah, the first Wednesday in December. Yep.
So what does that look like for Boston College?
Yeah, I mean, we'll sign upwards of 26 kids. We'll sign. Some of those guys will come in January. Most of them will come in June. But that'll give us, with this 25 class and that 26 class, about approximately 52 guys that'll be in here. Now they all, you know, the reason why I'm saying approximately is anybody can decommit, you know, at any point in time. But I hate that word, decommit. What a dumb word, but it's a word. And so, anyways, and then you'll see some other things happening, which I'm not going to get into all the details of that, but you'll see other things happening very quickly over the months of, let's just call it January.
So it's just the nature of the game now.
This game, guys, this game has changed. Completely changed from, like, when Doc Healey started rooting for the Boston College Eagles.
Well, they were wearing helmets. That's a good start.
A leather helmet here. Right.
When Mr. Murphy started, when all these unbelievable BC people... The future is bright. It doesn't look bright right now. I get it. But the sun did come up today, and the future is bright. But it's changed. These players are being compensated. The portal, these guys can transfer. Every player on your team is a free agent at the end of the year. They can go to wherever they want to go. They just have to enter their name into the portal. Once they enter their name into the portal, they're free agents. And so we have to do a great job in our recruiting department of monitoring the portal, which we've already begun that process. You know, understanding what might happen in the portal, you got to be able to project. But it's just a very, very different, day and age of college football.
Now, do you get a handle, get a good idea, kind of what the transition is going to look like, or is it? Are there a bunch of surprises looming?
There'll definitely be surprises, Pete. It's a good question, but there's, you know, you have a plan. There's a plan. I don't want to get into the details of the plan, but there's a definitive plan in place that, you know, started when I took the job. And you know, it's been tweaked a little bit. It'll be tweaked again, but there's a definite plan in place to right the ship, to get the ship going in the right direction.
Is there a database that you look at and say, all right, to tell you who's available?
I mean, there's a lot of different resources that we have. You know, for instance, you can look at what you guys have heard of, PFF, so Pro Football Focus, and you go to production, and you know, there's a lot of different resources that we have to look at, and we use all of them, and we work very hard to monitor that. But again, to be clear, You can't do anything right now relative to the portal. You can recruit, and we're recruiting 26s that are going to sign the first Wednesday in December. Then we're recruiting 27s. I probably called or texted 60 guys. You know, 60 guys. You know,
yeah, that's a list. A
lot of guys. You know, so oof. So there's that going on, and so basically what you but again, when it comes to the portal, you can't. You know, you may be able to say, okay, we project this guy potentially could be in the portal, but you can't contact him. The portal happens very, very quickly.
Right.
It's open for whatever it is, 2 weeks, and guy comes and visits, hopefully brings his parents or his significant other with him, and you sell him on BC, but it's a it's definitely in the portal, it's speed dating. Whereas recruiting is a 2-year process, you know. You get to know the guy over 2 years. You get to know his parents, his coach, his guidance counselor, everybody involved with him in the school. And so we're working diligently to be ready for all that.
Pete enjoys long walks on the beach. He's a Taurus. He's speed.
I'm actually a Capricorn.
Are you a Capricorn?
Yeah, don't hold it against me. It's okay.
That's it. I think I would probably let Pete run down on one kickoff.
One?
Yeah, then you
just one.
You probably would make a tackle.
I'd still be running.
Peter. Well, now
I wouldn't put it past
now.
With Awaken 180, would Awaken 180?
It's true. I'm down. I'm
it's
down.
Like invisible.
Fleet of foot.
It's invisible. Foot.
Down 12.
What you run in the 40?
I
ran a 4.68.
You probably do this with your grandkids. My dad, we used to ask my dad, like, hey, my dad came from a family of 8. Was born in South Boston. They moved to Quincy. You know, he was a good football player, played at Brown. And we used to ask him, Dad, because he had uncle, you know, he had brothers, that played. One played at Harvard, blah, blah, blah. Another guy played, Arthur O'Brien, played at Boston College way back in the day. And we used to ask him, who's the best football player in the family, Dad, when we were kids? He'd go,
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Me.
That's right.
Yeah. But then we went to a reunion one time, and the coach
wasn't
there
fast.
No, he was very good. He was very good, but he wasn't very fast. So the coach said he had 3 speeds: slow, slower, and stop.
slow.
We were like, Dad, you couldn't run. You were a plugger.
You didn't have to run in those days. I don't think.
No, but you could run.
Speaking of running,
here we go.
You're
going to tell me how good Georgia Tech is.
I'm talking about speed. Relative to the portal, how do you measure tangibles when you want to improve team speed, but you can't put a kid on a clock?
Well, this is an awesome question, which I'm very very hard on the staff about, that we need verified track times.
And you get
verified
those.
Track
and you get those
state track. You know, a lot of these guys.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Play,
I got you.
You know, they're on the track team. Many, not all of them, but and then they do go to these camps where they have the electronic times and things like that. So you're trying to gather as much. It's all about information gathering,
right?
And so, like, you have to try to the best you can to get verified track times on corners and receivers. And you know, I've talked to a lot of guys that coached here: Coach O'Brien, Coach Coughlin, Coach Bicknell, Coach Henning. you know, one of the things that they always talked about was you got to try to get speed at Boston College. You know, over the years, it's been a difficult thing to get speed at BC. You know that. And so this is what we do. We try very, very hard to get verified track times and make sure that these guys can run.
And we've had recruiting. We've had fast guys, but they can't catch a cold. It's like, so
that's the
combination.
Not a lot
two.
Of guys that guys could catch, catch. Cold. Yeah.
Dave Flowers can run.
And Lewis Bond, of course.
Lewis Bond, no doubt.
Right behind him.
There are a few.
We are going to take a timeout. This is the BC Football Show from the Stockyard in Brighton. Stick around. Back with more after this. And welcome back to the Stockyard. This is the final BC Football Show of 2025. Man, it flies by. I think next Thursday.
Not really, but yeah, go ahead.
No, I know what you mean.
Flies by when you're having fun.
Flies by. We always have fun.
Oh, yeah, it flew by.
It's flying by.
It flew by, all right. It's an old radio trick. Didn't it fly by, Bill?
Now back to you, Meter.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it.
And a word from our sponsors.
Time now, which is the Stockyard, which we can't appreciate enough.
Fantastic. Oh, yeah, did it again. Yeah.
Yes, round of applause for the Stockyard, everybody.
Knocked him out of the park. Right out of the park.
Yeah. Mike Conlin and company. Great job every Thursday. We really appreciate that. But before the break, we did tease the Georgia Tech game.
Yeah.
You spoke all week about a player that is a dynamic player who's a, as you call him today, a quote, badass.
Yeah, he is.
Haynes King, quarterback, Georgia Tech, one of the best players you've seen in 2 years. Why?
Yeah, I saw him at Alabama. He played at Texas A&M when I was a coordinator at Alabama, and just a tough he wills his team to win. He's a runner. He can throw. You'll see it. I mean, he, you know, in certain games, you know, Wake Forest, five straight runs with him to win the game in overtime. Clemson, six straight runs with him to win the game against Clemson. This guy, but he can throw the ball. And he's a coach's son, and he's got a massive heart. He's got a big heart. He's a great competitor. And he's one of the best players I've seen on tape all year. Yeah, I give a lot of kudos to this guy. He's awesome.
And he does not look imposing.
He's big, you know, but I told the team all week, and the team understands this, because Enzo gives us a great look on the show team. He does an unbelievable job. And so the guy's faster than you think. You know, he's faster than you think. When you watch the Colorado game from way in the beginning of the year, he wins the Colorado game on a quarterback counter read play, where he kind of breaks a tackle, and then he's from the 30-yard line. He's gone. And Colorado's got some guys that can run, and he's gone. So, you know, we got to understand the speed with which he plays with. We got to have great eye discipline. Our guys have had a great week of practice. They really have. They've shown up, and like I said, the show team gave him a great look. We've had longer practices Tuesday and Wednesday to try to get that look right and walkthroughs, and we put a lot into this game, and I'm really looking forward to these guys going out and playing.
This late in the season, he's basically serving as a running back and a quarterback.
Yeah.
He's taken some licks, but this week off probably helps him a lot.
Yeah, he got a bye week after NC State, but he's tough though. He does. Yeah, he keeps on ticking though. He takes some licks, but it doesn't. Really
Is it true that he was natural lefty, had an arm injury, and he learned to throw righty?
You know, I don't know. I mean, that's what the people have said. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I didn't really go into that. I didn't really research
that. Jumped at me.
From Longview, he's from Texas. He went to A&M. Like I said, he played against us at Alabama. We beat them when I was at Alabama at my second year there at Alabama. We beat them, but it was a very, very tough game that he kept A&M in the game. We had a good football team that year, and he kept A&M in the game. So he's a good football player.
You have a long history with their coach, Brent Key.
Yeah.
Who said he's staying at Georgia Tech. His name is a hot name. He's a riser in the coaching ranks. You coached him. And one of those guys that you said has built consistency.
Yeah, I mean, Dougie Marrone coached him. Doug was his O-line coach when he was there. I was the running back coach. I was the offensive coordinator there when he played. He was a captain. He's just a tough guy. He came from Alabama. We recruited. He wasn't a highly recruited guy. You could tell right away that he was going to be a leader. We had some really good teams when he played there. We beat Georgia 3 years in a row. He was a starting left guard, I think, for 3 years there.
Wow.
Just went into coaching. He was a GA for me when I was at Georgia Tech. And then his coaching journey took him in some different places. He went to UCF with Coach O'Leary. He was at Alabama with Coach Saban as the line coach. He's just done a great job there.
Listening to him and what he has to say and how he says it, you had a profound influence on him. It sounds like I'm listening to you at times.
Yeah, he, I appreciate him saying that. He's a good guy for saying that. I'm older than him, but I was there when I was a GA, then a running back coach. Then I was there for 8 years. I was at Georgia Tech for 8 years. That's where I met Colleen, and our Jack was born in Atlanta. So it was a pretty big part of our life at that point in time. And he was a player there for 4 years, four of those 8 years. And then when I got, he was deciding whether to get into coaching and all that. And I think early on he was debating whether to do it or not. And then he finally did it, and he came down. I forget where he might have been at UCF. He came down and visited me when I was a head coach in Houston, and spent a couple days with us there and things like that. So yeah, he's good.
Got to be a fun element though, regardless of the teams you coach, and a chance to coach against the guy that you know and help mentor.
No doubt. No, it'll be good to see him tomorrow, and then we'll compete. He's a competitor, and we're competitors, but it'll be good to see him.
All those years in Atlanta, you did not become a Braves fan.
Hell no. Hell no. Can't stand the Braves. Tempted. Can't stand the Hawks. Can't stand the Falcons.
You think the Atlanta, the Atlanta Hawks, the Bird Wilkins?
Oh my God,
the Bird Wilkins
game. Oh God, that was unbelievable.
That unbelievable.
Oh my God,
I was there.
Every big game that comes up, you were there.
Yes, I was.
There's not one big game that's ever come up where Meters told me.
I wasn't at the Buckner.
Every game. I was at the, when the.
You saw Ted Williams.
He was there when Bobby Orr flew through the air. He wasn't even born yet, but he was there.
I was there. My dad was, so I guess I was there.
Every big game, Meter was at the game.
But that's, yes, I was. Thank you for noticing. Yes.
Boy, what are you doing? What are you doing in your spare time? Yeah,
big game Meter.
That's it. A couple other things, too. But
Yes. But that's pretty impressive that you weren't indoctrinated into Atlanta sports. Well, no one's an Atlanta sports fan.
No, I mean, I'll tell you what. When we were there, it was very much of a it was a pro sports town. But there were, because it's in the South, it was a college football.
Right.
Area. You had Georgia and Athens, and then Georgia Tech, and it was the rivalry was nicknamed Clean Old Fashioned Hate. There are books written about it. You know what I mean? It's like the BC Notre Dame. And so we were a part of that rivalry for 8 seasons, and at that time Georgia, it was Ray Goff was the coach, and then he got let go, and from there they had a couple different, then when Mark Richt came in, it was a good rivalry for a long time.
Now that's
been a good rivalry for a long time.
There's a lot of comparisons to Georgia Tech to Boston College, a lot of similarities. Just being close to the city, go on campus, it reminds you of BC's campus. Are they a good matchup to kind of model for Boston College?
In some ways, yeah, no doubt, Pete. I mean, I think that when you look at what they're able to do there, they put a lot of money into that program, and they've done some good things there. And it's definitely a great academic school. It's primarily an engineering school, and it's a tough school. It's a tough academic school, and it's in a major city. So, yeah, there's a lot of similarities.
Do you think this seems like maybe you guys match up with them well?
Well, they're a good football team. They're 8-1. They're the 14th ranked team in the country. They're tough. They've got good speed. They've got guys that can run. We got to do a great job of setting the edge on defense. And we have to do a great job of playing great discipline defense, because if we're caught out of our gap, it'll be a touchdown. And we can't do that. And then offensively, they're very, very well coached, right? It's not like they do a whole lot, but they do enough where you've got to be on your P's and Q's on every single snap, and you've got to keep moving the ball forward, because if it's TFL or if it's a sack and you're in long yardage, you're in trouble. So we got to stay on schedule, and that's going to be a big part of the game.
And that's basically kind of the story of the tape all throughout the course of the season.
Yeah.
That's been what you had to accomplish, and you got a chance to do it again Saturday.
Yeah, no doubt. We got to score in the red area. You look back to some of the games, and very frustrating season. We've had the chance to be in these games, whether it was Cal or Clemson or Notre Dame or obviously SMU and Stanford, Michigan State, turning the ball over inside the 10-yard line, or not being able to score touchdowns inside the 10-yard line doesn't bode well. And we haven't been able to do that consistently enough, and we've got to be able to do that on Saturday.
How much of that your experience at this point this season influences your thought process or play selection in situations like that?
I think, look, I think every game's different, Pete. I think, you know, every game's really different. I think that we've got to do a good job. We have to be able to run the football. That's who we are. This year, we've got to be able to run the football, and Dylan will get us into the right play. And I thought he threw the ball except for one play, one pass. I thought he threw the ball very well against SMU. So, you know, we'll use that. But in the end, we got to be able to run the football.
This is the BC Football Show. He's Bill O'Brien, Pete Cronin, and Jami DePerrell. We're back with more after this. BC and Georgia Tech on Saturday at 3:30. Final home game of the season. It's a special day always with the final home game because we'll salute seniors and we'll salute the Jay McGillis Award winner. Big night here tomorrow night at the Stockyard with Tom Coughlin, part of the Jay Fund. Always a special day in BC football. I know you'll have a banquet tomorrow with the team, and yep, there'll be some good send-offs for the seniors, and you'll share some memories, no doubt, with them. But what does this senior class mean to you?
It means a lot. I mean, I feel terrible that this year they haven't been able to win the way we wanted to win. But what I'll never forget is, and these guys, I tell these guys all the time, we have a losing record, but you guys are winners. Because every single day, yep, they show up. There's not one kid that's been late to a meeting, late to practice, wow, skipped practice, given us a bad attitude. Not one kid. There's 120 kids on the team.
That's amazing.
Now, again, you know, I'm not trying to sell anything. I'm just telling you, like, these kids have shown up every single day. So when they get into the real world, you know, they understand what it means to deal with adversity and show up and keep showing up, and eventually it'll turn good. Hopefully it turns good on Saturday. But that's the one thing I'll remember about all these.
And teams. One of them today at practice made, in my eyes, at least what I've seen, the catch of the year, Luke McLaughlin.
Yeah, that one at the end.
The one at the end. This is an Odell Beckham play. Catch.
That was a great play. He caught a seam ball up the two-minute drill. Yeah.
Yeah, we couldn't believe it. What a great catch. Yeah, he's one of your captains.
Yeah, too bad we couldn't score. Had the ball at the 3-yard line. Defense held up.
Well, the defense played well.
At the 3-yard line.
At the 3-yard line. Yeah. But that was
pissed me off.
I could tell. But that was a spirited practice.
It was very. Yeah. We mixed it a little bit full speed. Because we got a lot of guys banged up today, so need them healthy for the game. So a little bit of full speed, a little bit of jog through, and then that was a full speed 2-minute drill, and those guys got after it. It was a good.
But do you think they sense it's coming to a close here? There's no postseason.
Yeah.
Final two shots. This is one. Let's let it all hang out.
I mean, you remember, like, when you were going to play pro football, but, like, you know, your last college game is a difficult experience. You know, you all of a sudden hits you. It hits you like a ton of bricks that
right off the cliff.
You know, you've been coming into this locker room for 5 years, 4 years, some Kevin Klein, 6 years. And you've been coming in here and you've been going through this thing. You got your best friends. These are your guys that are your friends for life. You know, you've been through a lot. You've been through some great wins. You've been through a lot of losses this year, but it's life. And all of a sudden it's over. It's pretty much – you got the Syracuse game, which is – but it's a road game. And so this will be the last time you play at home an alumni, and I think that's one thing that I'll share with them, you know, that difficult part of it and how to handle that. But, I mean, tomorrow. But, yeah, these guys, it hits you like a ton of bricks, so it's a tough deal for them.
And you get an opportunity against a formidable opponent and a chance to be a spoiler on many levels.
Yeah, yeah.
At home.
Yeah, no, I think these guys are – look, Georgia Tech's a good football team. Like I've said all week, they do a good job. They're very well coached. They're tough. We're tough, and we'll show up, and we'll be ready to go.
Looking at their only loss against North Carolina State 2 weeks ago, what did you glean from that game that you could probably build upon or replicate to help your cause?
I mean, I thought NC State took advantage of some mistakes that they made, that Georgia Tech made, and they capitalized on them. And we haven't been able to do that this year. You know, we haven't been able to play any really complimentary football. And that's what NC State did. They were able to, you know, take this turnover, turn it into a touchdown, whatever it might be. So NC State played very well. Georgia Tech made some uncharacteristic mistakes. And so, you know, that's kind of how it went. But Georgia Tech had a bye. So they've been on a bye this week.
Smoldering.
I'm sure they fixed those things, and they'll be ready to go on Saturday.
You talked to Scott Mutrin at halftime like you always do, and you commented on...
Oh, are we going to... Come on. We can't quote me from the Scott, from the mute.
Well, mute's not here in absentia, but the...
so have at it.
No, I'm going to talk about Dylan Lonergan here, and you mentioned at halftime how he was... Yeah, played arguably one of his best half of the season.
Yep.
Pete and I were commenting throughout the game. He looks like he's... It's clicking. I know he made some mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes, but... It seems to be like he's feeling more confident. Is that the case?
No doubt. No, he played well, I thought, other than one throw. But that was basically – it was also the – I always tell the quarterback, don't make a bad play worse. Two guys ran into each other, which is bad coaching on my part, and then he threw it, which made the bad play worse. But other than that, he did a great job in a game of executing the plays and throwing the football and scrambled and – you know, did some good things. So, and he's had a good week of practice, and we've had a lot of meetings. We met every single day. This morning we met at 6 a.m. with the quarterbacks, and we're in there for about an hour, and these guys, they're attentive, and they're good kids, and they're working hard to get it right.
Well, you sat him down a couple of weeks ago, and he had a chance to watch and absorb. Now he's back in the lineup. You saw some development through that that process.
Yeah, no doubt. We basically when I sit a guy down, it's just more about the team. It's about the team. You have to every decision you make is in your mind as the head coach is what you believe is in the best interest of the team. And so that's I'm not necessarily doing it because I'm mad at him. It's not anything to do with that. I feel the defense. I feel the team. And, and so this guy gives us a better spark. Dylan is giving us a pretty good spark right now, and he's improved a lot. And I'm looking forward to seeing how he goes out there and plays.
Yeah, the offense, Jeremiah Franklin had another nice game. Jordan McDonald's flashing, kind of touchdown pass at the end. That's one thing about the team. You always fight.
Yeah.
Always fight.
Yeah. No, they won't. They keep going. They keep going. Jeremiah Franklin's a good football player. Our issue against SMU is, we got the ball down in there, and I didn't want to kick field goals. I didn't think it was a field goal game. I wanted to score touchdowns. Right. So we went for it on fourth down. We didn't get it done.
Right.
We weren't able to score. And so we had to score in order to win the game. We certainly obviously didn't score enough. So that's kind of what happened in that game.
Are you obviously – look and evaluate, and how much thought do you put into that red zone, that inside the five yard line? The fundamental concepts: knock you, score with your man, stay downhill if you're running, get open, run a rub, whatever it is. Yeah. You spend a lot of time on all that stuff.
Yeah, we do, and we got it. Like if it's third down and we know we're going for it on fourth down, we need to run the football. Not throw it three straight times. So part of it's me and making sure that we call the right play. All of it's me. I take that responsibility after every game. I think when you're not doing well, it falls on the head coach. And so when we get the ball down in there, we had third and goal from the three, and we threw it. We should be pounding it. And then if it's fourth and goal at the one, then we'll figure out what to do. But we can't just throw it every down there. We've got a good running game in the red area, and we've got to be able to run it better down there.
No, we haven't mentioned yet. The Patriots and Drake May today. I heard a conversation about how do you defend Drake May. Now they're getting into things about how do you stop Drake May. The guy's on a roll. They were talking today. I know sports radio is not your game, but they were talking today about. I know you listen sometimes, but they were talking today about if you were the Jets, how would you defend Drake May? How do you defend a quarterback that's on a roll? What's his weaknesses?
Good luck.
Exactly.
I mean, he's on fire. And when these guys in that league, when they get on a roll and they have confidence and the guys around them are playing well, right? The O-line's playing well. Hunter Henry is one of the best tight ends in the league. I know Hooper, I think he's out tonight, but Dougie just called me before I came over here. He's saying they got some injuries, but,
who doesn't?
Diggs is playing well, right? And Booty and all these guys. So, like, in the running game, Trevion Henderson, right? Williams. So a lot of guys around him are playing well. So it's hard to defend, and he can run. And then he's an accurate passer. He's an accurate passer from the pocket, and he's an accurate passer from the you know, when he's on the run, and he can run, and that's a big part of their yeah. offense, that he can make off schedule plays, and that's why they're one of the. And by the way, everybody's and Drake's doing awesome, and I don't know Drake. I met him one time at the Brady retirement thing, but he seems like an awesome guy. But you got to give some credit to that defense. Yeah. The Patriots defense is playing very, very well. Yep. The defense is playing yeah. lights out. So you got Gonzo over there. He's locking people down, and, you know, the scheme is good.
Linebacker Spillane's
yeah,
a machine.
These guys are playing good on defense.
Player. Now, in that at that level, next man up really means something.
No
everybody's – they want to be in the lineup. They want to get their reps. They want to – you know, it's all correlated to getting in the game and doing your thing.
No doubt.
College is a little bit different. Maybe you it isn't next man up, but sometimes it's you're the next man up. Oh, by the way. And it looks like you may have – broken through that.
Yeah, that's a good year. Point. That's a great way to put it, Pete. I think, you know, because you played and you kind of been in both levels, it hasn't changed that much. Like, you're right about that. The next man up in college is kind of like, oh, really? Am I really the next guy up?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're in.
No.
And I've told you about this for a long time now, but here it is. You're in the game. And the eyeballs are like this because the kid's 18 years old. And he's going in there against Notre Dame or Clemson. Whereas in the pros, those guys are pros. There's a paycheck where they get paid.
I want to play against that guy.
Yeah, you're in.
But thank you.
They want that opportunity.
And I would think that's as the kids get older, they may develop that mentality. But the younger kids would think it would be hard to make that step.
Yeah, I think our, like you said, though, these guys that have gotten a lot of experience, I'm really, you know, I really believe that that's going to bode well for us next year. Because these guys, I told Zachary Thomas is a really good young linebacker for us. And he's coming from Rome, Georgia to Boston College, right?
On cap, right.
This guy got here in June,
yeah,
right? And so he, you know, after practice the other day, he didn't have a great practice. It was okay. It wasn't great, you know, and coaches were on him a little bit. And he said, hey, can I talk to you? I talked to him for a while. I said, Zachary, you're going to be amazed at the leap that you take. And you would agree with this. Between the end of your freshman year and the beginning of your sophomore year.
Big jump.
That, however many months that is, that'll be a massive leap. And I think that's going to be the case for a lot of guys in this program. There's a lot of young players in this program. It's not an excuse. Like Bill Parcells said, we are what our record says we are. We're a 1-9 football team, but there will be a lot of improvement, and you'll see that. You'll start to see that in spring practice. There'll be more confidence. There'll be more.
I use the metaphor, the analogy. Looking when you're in first, it's like looking through a 3/4-inch copper tube. By the time you're out, you're in a sewer pipe.
That's right.
That's vast.
Right.
The vision just expands.
Your knowledge, there's no substitute for experience. The knowledge, the speed of the game, everything's, you're used to it and you're able to play.
Well, that last week we talked to the players and they were talking about the speed at which you have to process is remarkable.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's a big thing. And in high school, you know, that's not really the case. You know what I mean? And in college football, you get the call, like in this game tomorrow, with all the motion and shifting that they do, like we probably had 1,000 reps this week at just all the motion and shifting that they do, because you better be communicated and lined up.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe.
That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Understanding the call and what your responsibility is.
And that's a big part of their scheme, is to get the defense kind of thinking, and then they get the quarterback, give them the quarterback draw. They run the power. It's quarterback power.
And if you're thinking power.
And they can hand it to the jet sweep.
Or you can get outside.
One of your favorite quotes, if you're thinking, you're
stinking.
You're stinking.
Yeah.
As one coach here used to say.
Yeah. You said that, yeah.
Frank Spaziani, as we take a trip down memory lane. But we're going to take our final timeout, come back with Bill's keys to the game and more here on the BC Football Show from the Stockyard. Welcome back to the Stockyard as we round third and head to home here. Final minutes before we bid adieu to the Stockyard, but we still have some celebrations to come here. Pete and I celebrating our 20th anniversary together.
Which is really like dog years, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you ain't kidding.
Dog
20
years.
Equals 60.
Longest 25 years of my life.
Especially for you, Pete.
Oh, yeah.
his 20 years went by fast. Your 20 years did not go by fast.
My goodness. We're going to share a lot of stories coming up here in the next couple of
weeks. We don't have much stuff on Obi, though.
No. Well, the Obi years? It's an unfinished book.
That's right.
I hope so.
It's only in the second chapter.
Of course.
That's a 500-page book.
So it's a third.
There'll be plenty. You kidding me? There'll be plenty. But we do have to – no, in all honesty, and I know we don't want to get too syrupy here because you're a syrupy guy, but we do want to thank you for all your help this year on the show, being honest, always here, always energetic, and we appreciate that.
No, you guys are great. I mean, I enjoy coming to this. Colleen, we come to this every Thursday, and it's what we call our Thursday night ritual. And you guys are awesome. It's been fun. Guys, thank God you guys have good senses of humor. Although, you know, and I know it's that type of year, but Pete always makes, you know, always makes these guys, the opponent look seem like the 68 Packers. But, you know.
I respect the opponent.
Oh, my God.
He does a lot of film work during the week.
I know, Pete. I watch it, too.
You said something the other day at the press conference at BC that went right by everybody. And I was laughing on my phone. I was laughing.
Which one?
I don't know. You said you guys clearly are not in a fun mood today.
Well, I mean, you know, they were probably.
Because you were a self-deprecating joke.
Yeah, they were not in a fun
didn't
mood.
Didn't pick it up.
No, didn't pick it up. It up. Went right by you.
Right over their head.
Yep. Yeah, have some levity here. It's okay.
People were. A lot of people commenting on the media deal from last week, but like that wasn't yelling. People said you yelled at the guy. I'm like, that's not yelling. That's not
you want yelling.
The way I talk to you and
I'll show you yelling.
You want to hear yelling?
You're being assertive. That's all. Jeez. That's assertive.
Making your point.
I thought as someone who went, you know, you were there the Belichick years and the stuff he pulled with the media. That was worse. In my book, like
I mean, I wasn't. I'm not.
No, like Belichick wouldn't even just wouldn't answer.
Stare at you.
He'd stare at you. That's 10 times worse.
He was the king of making you feel very uncomfortable.
Oh my God!
The stares that you got in those press conferences was the same stares we just got in the staff meeting a half an hour earlier. Just stare at you. Be like.
I can't imagine what that was like, actually. Although, your first story about Belichick and what he made you do, can you share that with the audience?
Which one?
When you interviewed him for the first time?
Yeah, that was early on. That was the very first thing when he told. Yeah. I had to teach him the quarterback center exchange.
Yes.
Man, we interviewed in a law firm in Providence, and this was 2001, right after they won the first Super Bowl. And I was at Georgia Tech and flew up to Providence, and he made me – I waited a long time. I'm in the lobby of this law firm. Colleen tells this story better than I do. And and I'm in this – and I got all my beta – you remember the beta tapes? I got all my beta tapes with me because I think we're going to watch film. And So he comes strolling into this lobby. Hey, Bill, hey, you know, that's the first time I ever met him in person. So we go up to his buddy was a lawyer in this law firm, and so he gave us a conference room, and there's like, hey, there's a sandwich platter there. You want a sandwich? Yeah. So I start eating the sandwich, and he goes, all right, why don't you get right up here and just teach me the quarterback center exchange? Like, what? Okay. He's the center.
Like, is he really?
And we're not the shotgun.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, all right, middle finger, you know. I'm like, so I go through the whole thing. And he's like, okay, good, good. And then the next thing was, you know, teach me empty protection. And then the next thing was, let me give you this scenario. If this guy, you know, said this to you, how would you handle it? Yeah, it was about 5 hours.
Nothing about your family, your background.
Oh, no.
Your education.
No.
No pleasantries.
About my family. How's your family?
How's your family? No.
But I will say this. I will say this. Though. I shouldn't say that because I want to be clear about this. Because
yeah, of course.
He was once he hired you, which I didn't get hired till later on. But he very much knew about your family, and he was very 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 much into that. He bought all your kids' Christmas presents. He did a lot of things over the years.
Have you guys corresponded at all?
Yeah,
this year?
Yeah, I talked to him a couple weeks ago. Yeah, I check in with him. Text. He's a big texter.
Yes. You know. Not a big phone guy.
No. I'm not a big phone guy either. But
so I haven't looked. Are they on the schedule next year?
No.
I don't know, so, man. I'm worried about Saturday, Pete. Jeez.
I'm sorry. Jeez. Been a great matchup. Looking over the horizon. Yeah. No, that's all.
One day, I haven't said this to him, and he'd probably get mad at me, but I think we should play him at Gillette. BC, North Carolina at Gillette.
That'd be should. Good. Good. That'd be great.
I bet the BC people don't really want to hear about that, but that'd be good.
That's all right. That's a great venue.
We get, it'd be a home game for us.
Home game. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's an event. It's an
I think
event.
BC's done pretty good in that venue over the years.
We have Alabama, for a while. Clemson, right? Penn State.
Yep. You were there, I think, eight years ago.
Yeah. Georgia.
Yeah, no. All right, as we round third here, your keys to the game against Georgia Tech.
Yeah, defensively, we have to have great eye discipline. So because they do a lot pre-snap, and so you have to do a great job of understanding, you know, hey, this is where I'm supposed to be. This is my gap. This is how I have to control it. And we got to stop the quarterback run. They do a great job with the quarterback run game, and we got to do a great job of defending that. Offensively, like I said, we have to be able to run the football. We got to be balanced. We can't if we come out of this game having to throw the football 50 times, that's probably not great for us. So we got to be able to control the line of scrimmage and you know, being second and, you know, 5, second and 4, and then being third and manageable. If we're in second and 10 and second and 12 all day, that's not great. So first down's a big key. And then on special teams, they have some good returners. Like when we punt, they have two returners back there. They do a really good job. You know, we've got to do a great job. It's supposed to be cold, maybe a little bit of wind. So we got to be able to handle the weather really well, but special teams will be a big factor in this game. Our ability to, you know, gain some yards in the return game and our ability to stop their return game.
And you're expecting an inspired effort, obviously, senior day and a lot of other things kind of rolled into the event.
Yeah, I think these guys are fired up. This will be the last game for, you know, these seniors at home. I think there'll be 31 guys that'll be introduced before the game, and you know, we'll have a banquet for them tomorrow and in the Murray Room. And then, you know, we'll have a ceremony before the game for him, and then we'll kick it off, and these guys will be ready to go.
The guy we always think about on the stage, as I mentioned before, Jay McGillis, who you're familiar with, and Tom Coughlin, what he's done for the J Fund.
Yeah.
You want to talk about a BC guy, Jay McGillis, way too short, cut tragically short.
Yeah.
Heck of a player, but even a better person.
Yeah, so Jay and I were the same age, and Jay played with Mike Panos, who's my best friend, who played here for Coach Bignell and Coach Coughlin, and so I'm very familiar with that story, and it was just Jay was a great high school player at Brockton. He came here and he was, you know, you're talking about a guy that would have been a 4-year starter, and unfortunately, you know, cancer took him at a very young age. And you know, I talked to Omar Thornton about him. Omar Thornton is a great safety for us. I talked to Charlie Camella. Charlie Camella will wear 31 on Saturday.
Excellent.
And, a local guy, Charlie, comes from an awesome family. People here know Charlie's dad, Greg, and Charlie's a really, really good player for us, and he'll wear 31. And the players understand there's a plaque outside the equipment room that they see every single day dedicating the dedication to Jay McGillis and what he meant to the program. Coach Coughlin, I went down to the J Fund, this past spring – and it was unbelievable. I mean, I think over 30-some-odd years, he's raised $30 million wow. for the J Fund with what he does, which he helps families with kids with cancer. And so what he's done with the J Fund is incredible. And I've known Coach Coughlin for a long time from being in the NFL, and I think he's going to be here, and I think that's pretty cool that he's coming to the game on Saturday.
He'll be here tomorrow, as a matter of fact. Right. Here at the Stockyard.
They're having a celebration for him in conjunction with the J Fund. But in conclusion, Coach, thank you very much.
Thanks you guys. 20 years.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you to everybody for showing up tonight as well. He's Pete Cronin. I'm John Mita Perrell. Bill O'Brien. We'll see you Saturday, everybody, at 3:30 on the BC Sports Network. So long for now.
You've been listening to the Boston College Football Show, presented by Bud Light. Join us on Thursday nights throughout the season from the Stockyard in Brighton. The Boston College Football Show has been sponsored by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Please enjoy responsibly. Empower. Invest well and live a little at empower.com. Mass General Brigham, the official medical provider of Boston College Athletics. McGovern Auto Group, the official auto group of Boston College Athletics. NWN, the official technology infrastructure partner of Boston College Athletics. Rodenheiser, trusted plumbing, heating, AC, and electrical experts for over 90 years. And the Stockyard, Boston's best steakhouse. The proceeding has been a Van Wagner presentation of the Boston College Eagles Radio Network. The Eagles play here. Catch BC football, basketball, baseball, and hockey on WEE.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.